T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fire away. Matt, with the quarterback competition, I don't know how many of these you've had before. Obviously, you've coached a long time. I'm sure you've had some.
Yep.
Can you do it with two or three guys? Is it more difficult to do it?
I think Coach has done such a good job setting us where we are, and we've managed our reps. You've got to find a way to get to who your starting quarterback is going to be, but we're also very focused on being, getting everybody a fair shot to do it. And fair is not always equal. We all understand that, right? So there's a balance there. But right now, through this, time in camp, through the phases, 1, 2, and 3, all three guys have gotten good reps. We're working at it. We feel good. Sometimes we play the Bengals, we'll have a solid decision and be in a good spot.
Is it more difficult to do that when two of the guys are brand new to your system?
Yes and no. I think we have to start at ground zero, because we do have some guys that are new, and it's kind of a chance to reteach and all those things that you want to do. So, we're always going to look at the positive. It's a great opportunity for us to, start at ground zero and build our offense around the players that we have.
How much of that competition happens this week? How much of that competition for this?
Well, this, obviously, you guys have been out here, through the rules and things. Now we get to go against each other a little bit more. So I think you'll start to see at least the decision making that has consequences, right? We've had to go and it's not full speed and those types of things, or full speed with no defense, etc. So obviously, it's still, Coach says it so well. It's football like, it's not football. But this will be closer to it.
What's impressed you the most about Mitch up to this point that you guys put him
on? I just really enjoy Mitch as a guy. He's got a real good moxie about him. He's fun to be around. I think he's done a great job getting to know the players and kind of putting his own leadership style out there. And I don't want to do you ask about Mitch, but all three of the guys have done that. Mason's been here and has a familiarity with a lot of the guys who have been here. Kenny's come in. All three of the guys are different players, but they're also different people, different type of leaders. So I think that's been a real enjoyable thing to watch. But Mitch has done a real good job, and I really enjoyed him to this point.
Matt, some of your guys have said the offense is different. Last year was sort of a, trying to meet in the middle between your style and Ben's, and this year it's a different ball game. How different is it going to be?
I appreciate the question. I'm going to kind of answer it this way. I think, we're not talking about last year, but last year we worked really hard, and Ben and I had a good relationship. We kept the passing game, not because it was mandated or anything else. That he played for 18 years. There's things Ben could do that nobody else on the planet could do. So we kept those things that he did well, and we did the best we could to win as many games as we could. That's what you should do anytime, right? Whoever your players are, you should focus about your players. So it is different in a sense, possibly, that we've now evolved and we're calling things a little bit differently that we might have kept because of 18 years experience, right? But a lot of the plays are exactly the same. So I think we're all excited, but you're always excited. A year ago right now, you guys talked to me. I was excited last year. I assume I came off that way, and I'm still excited. So it's fun to watch our guys. It's fun to watch, Chase Claypool right now. He's evolving. He's year three. We've had a full offseason. So I think some of those things you're seeing are a product of a lot of different things. COVID, being able to be here, work more. So it's a great time to teach and learn, and it's been awesome.
The follow would be, is it going to look dramatically different?
It could. I hope, obviously, we all want the results to be different, right? And it's a results-based business, and I'm in charge of the offense. So it's going to look, hopefully, good enough to win as many games as we can possibly win and score as many points as we can score. So I don't want to set something out to how it's going to. It's going to look whatever we think week to week we can do to win. And that's the great thing about Coach. We're not chasing stats. We're not chasing this and that. We obviously want to have an offensive system. We obviously want to have production in certain areas, but the bottom line is we have to score more points, right? We have to score more points, we have to win more games. And whatever we have to do, however it looks to do that, that's our charge.
Matt, should we read anything into who's taking reps with who at quarterback this week, or is that just
I think Coach has been very clear that Mitch is one, and he's working with the ones and doing a real good job with that. And Mason is his two, and Kenny is three, and we're working it that way based on experience, based on resumes, and Coach made that decision. So you can read that. I don't want to answer your question for you. You can read whatever you want into it. We've been very clear where that is. But we've also been very clear that this is a real laid out plan of how we're going to evolve and find who our quarterback's going to be for the 2022 season, and that's where we are with it.
Matt, is it just pick the best one, or do you have a vision in mind, like Yeah, that's what we want it to look like.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
and when
I think,
somebody,
you know,
becomes that guy.
To the earlier question, I mean, a quarterback competition is, you know, it depends on where you're sitting at. For you guys, it's probably really fun. You guys have a lot of things to talk about.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Yeah. So, but for us, you know, you want to find the guy. So certainly it's the best one. But, I mean, what makes him the best? Is it taking care of the ball? Is it making plays in the red zone? Is it leading the team? Is it all those things? And that's certainly a Coach Tomlin decision that we're all going through every day. And right now, it's, again, I continue to compliment Coach. The plan is so clear that right now we're just getting better. We're putting in our offense. We're putting in a lot of parts of our offense. And we're going to try to evolve and find who does this well, who does that well, who has this, you know, intangible thing, who has this tangible thing. And then through all that, we'll find the guys we think are the best fit for each spot. And quarterback certainly is the one we all like to talk about the most.
Are three preseason games enough to figure that out?
Sure, yes. They're not going to give us another one. So the answer is yes.
Matt, how important is it to maybe find
And I'm not saying we would want another one either. The players are coming after me. You guys can give me. I don't want them.
How important is it to have one of your running backs that isn't Najee kind of step up and maybe stake a claim to maybe having a little bit bigger role just to maybe not have so much wear and tear on 22?
To my point earlier, I'm kind of talking about the whole offense, but I kind of referenced Chase and maybe, you know, all our guys are in that. We look at our backs. If you look at the last couple years, we had more preseason games last year, but obviously a chance to play in the preseason. We had Najee figuring it out. I think we're going to have a great opportunity this year with the three games as referenced to get those guys in there and see who elevates to that spot. You know, I think it's important. I appreciate your question, but I think we're going to have more opportunities. We've already had more opportunities, and again, it's football-like, not football, but we've let these guys do more because we've had more plays. You know, last year we had some offseason, but, you know, now we're really in a quote-unquote more normal type of an offseason. So it is important, but I don't have an answer for you yet. Kind of like the quarterback. We come out of that last preseason game, I think we'll all have an answer.
Looking at Najee, the way that he's come out just through OTAs, I mean, physically he looks bigger, more mature. What are you seeing from him just in the game-like or practice-like situation?
Najee's still, you know, one of my favorite guys. He loves football. He loves to compete. He's, you know, we talk, we text, what about this, how about this? I think he's more, as anybody is when you go 1 to 2, right? Year 1 to year 2, he knows what to expect. He was already vocal. That would not be a true statement. He's not more vocal, but, you know, he's just more uncomfortable. And obviously, physically, you can see he puts you into work, but that's never been a question. You guys were all here last year, and he works so hard, his body and everything he does, but it's also his football-wise, too, in the fall. He's around all the time, so you see the growth.
Were you surprised to see just the jump? I mean, his quads have been a huge talking point. Were you surprised to see?
I haven't noticed that. That's not been a talking point for me, but no, I'm not surprised, though. The fact that he's in shape and ready to go, I'm not at all. That's who he is, and that's why we're all big fans of him.
Matt, with Juju and Ray Ray gone, who are some of those top candidates for those inside receiver roles?
Well, again, I think it's a we're moving those guys around a little bit, so I wouldn't want to pigeonhole anybody saying what they are. I think that's been fun through this process. We've had everybody at different spots. You know, Chase has been in there some. Big George has been there. Obviously, Calvin's in there. Miller's been in there. All those guys, you know, we've moved guys around. So, obviously, there's X amount of completions that are going to happen in a season. And how those spread out to the guys is something I think we have to find. So I don't have an answer for you yet, but I feel good about who will be that. At some point, we'll have it right.
I did want to follow up on Big George, as you called him. I mean, what skills did he have?
I didn't notice the quads, but if you didn't notice how big George is, then, you know, I mean, he's a freaking big dude.
So. I know he told us when he got drafted he did some inside stuff, like, in practice. That wasn't really how they used him in games. What skills does he have that you think can translate?
Well, I just think his ability to, you know, transition his body for a guy who's so big. And obviously George is young and figuring it out like everybody is, but I'm happy with all the guys, the way they've worked, and, you know, he's come in here and, you know, been very much a sponge to learn, working very hard at whatever we ask him to do. And I just think it's an exciting time for us to move those guys and find what it is. And certainly at some point then we're going to hone it down. Yeah. But right now it's a time to just teach our offense conceptually.
Last one, guys.
Matt, you have a couple new offensive linemen in the mix. What have you seen from them? I know changes when pads go on, they can hit.
Yeah.
But what have you seen as far as just chemistry with that group?
Chemistry's been great. I think those guys are working hard. I enjoy them a lot. You know, you bring a couple guys in with, you know, James and Mason, who've played a lot of football and been around a little bit. So I think that's been fun to get to know them. I think your point is very valid. As much as it's football-like and not football, the O-lineman is probably the ones that you don't feel the most. Until we get into camp and really put the pads on, it would be a little bit, you know, to mention how they're playing. But as far as their attitudes, kind of guys they are, the way they're, you know, that room is so important to be, you know, together and the cohesion from that room. And they're both guys who've been around. They're both good guys. And you can see
the younger guys gravitating to them and seeing that. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So. All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.